Major League Soccer resumed its season last night with the start of a tournament in Florida. And before the first game, players protested against police brutality by standing fists raised for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The period of time, of course, a Minneapolis police officer had his knee on George Floyd's neck as he died. One team, FC Dallas, isn't playing in the tournament. Around a dozen of the players tested positive for COVID-19. So, headlines intersecting with sports once again. Let's bring in Mike Pesca. Here now is a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, you know, 8 minutes and 46 seconds standing with fists raised. That sounds like an incredibly powerful moment. Your thoughts on this? And, you know, does the league support the players?
Yes, they do. And beyond the length of time, the visual was just arresting because the players were spaced around the field and around the circle in the middle of the field. And they were standing, for the most part, with fists raised. And it was just a very well done protest, or a very well done statement. The league, MLS, is supportive. It not only allowed the players, it encouraged the players to do this. MLS, according to the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports, has the highest grade in terms of its racial composition, of its front offices, of coaching staffs. The MLS is about two-thirds people of color, which includes Latino players and black players. And we say black because they aren't all African Americans. And so it is much more progressive than, say, American football. And we're seeing that in the support the players have gotten and even some of the cash contributions the players have gotten.
Well, you know, that's, of course, what I first thought. You know, all these players, fists raised, 8 minutes, 46 seconds, which is an unbearably long amount of time. And then, you know, you have the image of Colin Kaepernick kneeling all by himself, you know, and nobody doing anything. What about other leagues, you know, whose players might now be protesting?
Well, an interesting one that gets less attention than their brothers in the NBA is the WNBA, and they're doing a lot. Black Lives Matter, when they resume, and they will have a version of the bubble like the NBA has, but it will be played in a large sports academy in Florida. But they will have Black Lives Matter painted on the courts. They will have slogans like Say Her Name and Black Lives Matter on their warm-up jerseys. Now, interestingly, there is one owner who is objecting to this, and it is the owner of the Atlanta Dream. Why is the team called the Atlanta Dream? Because of MLK and I Have a Dream. But the owner is Kelly Loeffler, who is the Republican senator from Georgia. She's written to the WNBA president requesting an American flag also be put on players' jerseys. Loeffler, of course, supported by Donald Trump. She faces a re-election fight. So what did you say in the beginning? The political intersecting with sports? Very much so.
Well, and just you mentioned the WNBA, we spoke with Renee Montgomery, one of the players in women's basketball, you know, UConn, just top player, who said, I got to go. I'm going to go work on social justice. And the league seems to embrace that. Maya Moore, the player who did it before her.
Yeah.
So what about other athletes making statements by not playing? You got Ian Desmond. We've spoken of the biracial Colorado Rockies outfielder who says, how can I, you know, the focus has to be on racial injustice, not the game. Other athletes don't think it's safe because of the coronavirus. Those two stories, again, intersecting. So talk about athletes not playing.
Yes. In terms of players, there are those WNBA players that you mentioned. But in terms of athletes opting out specifically and only for reasons of social justice, it's rare. The NBA athletes are voicing opinions, and Kyrie Irving, who wouldn't play this year, essentially is intimating he wouldn't play even if he were healthy because of social justice. But there are, I'm not saying that there isn't that component. There's a lot of stress on players, and if they have a health concern combined with what's going on societally, they are more apt to maybe opt out. But I would also note, if you look at how the NBA has constructed its schedule, they didn't invite all the teams back. So you see the teams that have almost no chance of making the playoffs, the teams like the Brooklyn Nets or the Washington Wizards, who would have to win almost all their games and then get a few breaks to make the playoffs. A lot of players on those teams are saying that given that all we're going to do is show up, play four games, and then go home again, it's not worth it. Some of them for health reasons, four or five players on the Brooklyn Nets, some of whom have had COVID and have tested for COVID twice are opting out. So the health reasons are playing a role in baseball. Desmond's the only one I know of who is doing it essentially for reasons of social justice or at least racial concern. But there are very prominent players who are opting out. Mike Trout, greatest player in baseball, hasn't made a decision yet.
Yeah, and of course, we just got a few seconds here, but we'll wait to see what the fans are doing because we have this weird thing in American sports. Most of the players in major sports, football, basketball, are black. Most of the fans in most cities are white. So it'll be interesting to see in, you know, a few seconds that we have what the fans say.
Yeah, and also nothing has gone easier than expected, let's remember. So for all these plans, even the MLS tournament that started, will it continue? Huge unknown.
Yeah. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.